Welcome back to Far From Perfect. I am your host, Kylie Larson, and today I'm doing a solo episode, and I'm going to be teaching you how to get through the holidays without losing your shit. Because let's be honest, when you are an adult, holidays are not the same. When we were little, our biggest worry was if Santa was going to bring us our most coveted gift. But now that we are all grown up and we have jobs and families and kids, we're more worried about doing all the things for everyone, going all the places, our routines being disrupted, traveling, and, you know, still trying to maintain some level of fitness and nutrition. So what's a person to do? Well, I'm going to give you a couple tips here in this episode. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Far From Perfect. I am your host, Kylie Larson, and today I want to talk to you about how to get through the holidays without losing your shit. So I did a little poll in my VIP group the other day because I want to know how to support everyone to the best of my ability. And I wanted to know, you know, what they're most concerned with right now. And I honestly thought it was going to be nutrition, but stress came out on top. It was stress and then nutrition. So in this episode, I'm going to give you some tips that are going to help honestly with both of those things. I think part of the stress that people are anticipating or experiencing is also because of the nutrition side of things. So I want to break it down in a way that you feel as though you can enjoy yourself, but still keep moving forward. And when I say moving forward, I want to remind you that maintenance is progress. So this is one of the things that I'm going to talk about here in just a second. But now is the time of year to focus on maintaining. And what does that mean? Maybe that means maintaining your weight. Maybe that means maintaining your habits. Maybe that means maintaining some sort of workout schedule. But, you know, we always want to think about a sliding scale or a turning up and down a dial. There are certain things in your life right now that the dial is going to be turned up. Social function, the dial is turned up. Maybe work is turned up because end of year is right upon us. So that might mean that your workouts need to be dialed down. Maybe you're normally a super vigilant macro tracker, but right now that's just not in the cards. So you scale it back to using hand portions or following what I call the five habits, which is eating protein at each meal, eating slowly into 80% full, making sure you've got about half your plate full of vegetables, and having a serving of fat at most meals, right? That's a simple way to keep moving forward, but it's a great way to also maintain, because as long as you're not moving backwards, you're winning. Right? You're still making progress, even if you are staying in the same spot. Now, let me just back up for just a second. Let's think about this. So if you're in the United States, there are really two big ones, right? Depending on what you celebrate, but we got Thanksgiving, and then we've got Christmas and the New Year's. Maybe it's not Christmas for you. Maybe it's Hanukkah. That's really just two to three things with potentially 2 to 3 meals, maybe 4 meals, depending on, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Thanksgiving is one meal, depending on what you have to do for your family and how you navigate that. So out of all the meals you eat throughout the year, let's say you eat 3 meals a day times 365 days. Let me do the math on that. I bet some of you already know the answer in your head. I am not that smart. 365. Times 3. So 1,095 meals minimum. You're going to let 4 of those meals like totally rock your world. Step back and think bigger picture here. Not only that, not only is it, let's say, let's even just generously say six out of 1,095 meal. It's only six. It's also just a couple weeks of time frame, right? So if Thanksgiving is next week, that means one, two, three, four, five, six. Essentially, 6 weeks where things might be a little bit crazier. 6 weeks out of however many weeks are in a year. We can do this. What I need you to do is scan, step back and take like a bird's eye view of this. Maybe you even get out your calendar, write down the days where you have things so you can see the impact that this time of year is actually going to have on your normal routine. And maybe it's not quite so bad. So maybe there are four, five, six, 8 days where no workouts are happening, where nutrition is going to look a little bit different. That's still only 8 days out of all of these 6 weeks. So then the most important thing is that we're focusing on what we can do. So that's another tip that I have. I want you to focus on everything you can do, not what you can't do. Okay, your family's in town. Maybe you're not going to be able to get workouts in. Or maybe your workouts that are normally 45 minutes to an hour at the gym are now 30-minute sessions at home. That is more than okay. It's okay to make that adjustment, to use that sliding scale or turn down the dial. What we need to do is just keep making sure that we're doing these daily things. We're making these deposits with our workouts, with our nutrition, so that we keep that forward progress. That does not mean losing weight necessarily. That does not mean building muscle necessarily. This just means to maintain where we are. Most importantly, our level of sanity. So this is one thing that's also going to help you manage your stress when you realize, oh my gosh, it's just four meals out of the 1,095 that I have throughout the entire year. I hope that gives you a little bit of peace of mind. It's not that big of an impact. And when you think about the compound interest of your behaviors, of your daily behaviors, taking a few withdrawals this time of year, it's not going to break the bank, right? You've been making these investments every single day. A lot of you have been making these investments every single day for several years, right? You have earned this flexibility. Spend a little. You can absolutely spend a little. And before I go on, I want to, you know, make sure I speak to the point that we're all going to be in different spots. If I were to give you this talk 4 years ago, from my perspective, I would mainly focus on one thing. I'm at a point in my life where I feel I have a lot of flexibility. I'm feeling really proud of myself and my progress, that I'm not feeling like my world is being rocked, worrying about Thanksgiving meals. That I cannot say that was always the case, but it is where I'm at now, and it feels so good. So let me help you feel that way as well. Now, in terms of maintaining your sanity, be picky with where you spend your time. I know family dynamics are interesting, but you are able to set the boundaries. You are able to say, we will be there, I will be there, or I won't be there. Don't be afraid to flex that muscle. Right? This is your holiday. It is your life. You don't have to go anywhere you don't want to. You don't have to make five visits on Thanksgiving. We can see people on other days besides just Thanksgiving. I know it's interesting when we've got extended families and we've got steps and exes and all of that. Like when I married my husband, it was kind of a thing. I can't remember if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving, and I was kind of giving him beef about, why do we have to make another stop? And I was kind of upset about it. And he was like, Kylie, this is my life. My parents are divorced. This is how it's always been. I have to stop here and I have to stop there. And then I have to stop there. This is my life. So I want to be sensitive to that fact, but chances are, if you're listening to this, you're now more of an adult. Maybe you've got some kids. It's your family. You get to decide what your family does. So just don't be afraid to say no. We're not traveling this year. I never travel on the holidays. I don't want to, right? It's easier for people to come to me. when I see people, right? I mean, my parents, but I don't want to leave my house on the holidays because this is where everything happens for me and my family. And I just want to give you permission to do the same. And, you know, when other social events come up, Friendsgiving, work stuff, and all of that, just don't feel like you need to be everywhere and do everything. There's no rule that says you have to be there. Like for me, you know, when I have our like work Christmas party, I do not do it during the holidays because everyone is already so busy. I'm not going to pile one more social function on top of that. I just won't do that. I don't think that's fair to do to the women that work with me. I always tell Pat plans his, you know, holiday party for his office too. And I'm like, don't plan another thing. Everybody just wants time off and more money. So give them that. Am I right? So if you work for me, just know that you're going to get time off and more money because I know that's what you want. We'll spend time together later on in March when things aren't so busy. The next thing is focusing on maintenance. Now, I don't just mean maintaining your habits and all that, but let's talk fat loss. Now is a really hard time of year to be in fat loss. Maybe it works for you for some reason, but because there are extra social functions, because there are yummy treats around, it makes fat loss a little bit harder because our environment is different. We're surrounded by other things. The days are shorter, less time to get steps in. It's colder. We don't want to go outside quite so much. Now is an awesome time to like actually be living in maintenance. Not only do you have more calories to play with, so you can have a piece of pie and it's not going to break the bank. It's less stress. You're not worried about it. I have been in fat loss over the holidays before. Why? I have no idea. But it makes it less fun because you're worried about it. You're like, I guess I can't have mashed potatoes, but since even though this is the only time of year I ever actually eat mashed potatoes and it's one of my favorite foods, right? Take that option off the table. Like there's no reason that you must be in a fat loss right now. So if you can live in maintenance during this time, which I strongly suggest, it's just going to number one, be one less stress that you're worried about. And number two, it's going to make navigating the holidays much more easy. And that's what we want, right? We want ease. We want flow because ultimately I don't want you just getting through the next 6 weeks. I've been there. I have been there and I have just gotten through the holidays and it gets to be then December 26th. And I'm so sad. I'm so sad because I've missed it. And that has happened to me because of work. It's happened to me because my goals were different. But there's nothing worse than missing Christmas with your family because you weren't present and you weren't there because you were worried about other things. So how can I enjoy this time of year? You know, we call it the happiest time of the year. And I always say that's such a joke, but that's because of what we've done to it with the expectations we've put on ourselves and all the extra stuff. And I wasn't planning on talking about this today, but like these standards that we set, oh, I have to have the perfect holiday porch. I have to have the perfect wreath on my door and the house has to be decorated just so. And then don't even get me started on like Elf on the Shelf. Like stop with the insanity. We don't have to do all of these things. But that's my original point. Live in maintenance if you can. Focus on maintenance. Now, one way I like to navigate this time while in maintenance, but it also would work if you are in fat loss, is set these lower limits and upper limits. We also refer to these in my VIP program as BAMs or bare ass minimums. So what would be some lower limits? I'm going to get no less than 3 workouts per week. Okay, maybe you normally work out 4 or 5 times a week. You can lower that. I'm not going to get any less than 3 workouts per week. Or at the bare minimum, I'm going to get 7,000 steps in most days. I'm going to at least eat protein at each meal. So you still have these guidelines that you can follow. So you still feel successful, like you're following some sort of plan, like you have some sort of control, but it's much more flexible and fluid to give you that ease so you can enjoy. Upper limits, when I think about upper limits, I'm really thinking about, okay, how many social functions am I going to go to? right? Maybe it's one each weekend. Maybe it's two each weekend. I don't know. Other people have greater capacity for social functions than myself. It really puts me in a tizzy. That's just how I am. Upper limits with alcohol. Now, this can work a couple of ways. I have all kinds of like little tools that I use. On vacation, I give myself like one day where I don't care. I will drink all that I want and I'm not thinking about macros at all. I'm not thinking about how many calories are in a margarita and a daiquiri. I'm not drinking vodka sodas. I don't care. I let myself have that day. And then the rest of the time, maybe I don't drink at all. You can do that here for these holidays. Maybe you're only going to have one glass of wine at each function. Maybe you're going to have two cocktails at the party, right? But set those limits for yourself, because the deal with alcohol is, I mean, you listen to my podcast with Dr. Jen when we talk about alcohol, but specifically for what we're talking about here is it's not about the calories with alcohol. It's not about how it messes with your sleep. It's not about what it does to your hormones. It's what it does to your decision-making once you have 2, 3, 4 glasses of wine, right? Once we have that many glasses of wine or cocktails, we don't care. I will eat all of the Chex Mix. I will eat all of the Puppy Chow. I will eat 4 pieces of pumpkin pie, which there's nothing wrong with any of that, except if it happens because we've lost our wits because of the alcohol, then the next day we feel gross. We feel that regret. And I really want you guys in this whole process over these next 6 weeks, focus on how you want to feel. Focus on how you want to feel each morning when you wake up. There is nothing worse when you wake up and you're like, oh, I can't believe I did that. I don't want you in January, moving into the new year saying, well, I really got to buckle down now. Well, now it's time to get serious. Well, time to undo some damage. Like none of that. Or even worse, like this freaking out. I talk about this a lot. No January freakouts. Why? Because when we are freaking out, we do these things that are not good for us. That's when we do the juice cleanse. That's when we do the daily fasts. That's when we do 2-a-day workouts. That's when we sign up for Optavia. That is when we move into these like dysfunctional things. Some people fall back into like ED behaviors. Maybe you purge. Maybe you purge via actually like purging, or maybe you purge via increasing your cardio, like exercise bulimia. But like it's time that we are done with those behaviors. And if you approach each event like, okay, how do I want to feel tomorrow? How do I want to feel on Black Friday? You want to be ready to shop till you drop? Well, then follow these guidelines. Put some upper limits on the alcohol. Put some lower limits on the movement that you're going to get. Now, for those of you who are in a fat loss phase, on Thanksgiving Day, set your macros to your maintenance macros. Let's be honest. Nobody's hitting fat loss macros on Thanksgiving. And unless you are a model with a photo shoot on Black Friday, or you are competing in a muscle building competition that next day or weekend, there is absolutely no reason that you need to meet your fat loss macros on Thanksgiving. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. Set your macros to maintenance macros. And I would even say don't track, but you might want to track, but you can also not track. Think about Thanksgiving foods. It's turkey. That's a lean protein. It's green beans. It's a vegetable. Butternut squash. Amazing carbohydrate. Thanksgiving food in and of itself lends itself to some pretty like healthy items. You can make really healthy Thanksgiving sides. And I want to preface that by saying, but you don't have to. You don't have to make the healthy green bean casserole, right? You don't have to make a lower calorie stuffing. I'm just saying those options are available. But again, if you are in fat loss, just hit your maintenance macros for the day. Don't worry about it, right? It's one meal, one day. You can get back to fat loss on Friday. You don't have to worry about it. You could even make this entire week a diet break for yourself. And a diet break is just where you take a week where you eat at maintenance. Like maybe you do have family coming into town, so you need more flexibility on Wednesday because the family's going out to dinner. And then of course you need flexibility on Thursday. And then on Friday, leftovers are around, so you want to have a little bit more flexibility. Again, think big picture. A week living at your maintenance where you maintain where you are isn't going to set your fat loss back. In fact, it might increase your compliance that following week because you've had some freedom. You might even have even greater workouts because you've got some extra carbohydrates. So focus on that extra fuel that you have and use it. Now, back in the day, I would say, and you know, maybe you don't eat breakfast and just focus on your big meal. I don't say that anymore. That's not my philosophy. I eat my regular breakfast, which my breakfast is boring, but it is macro friendly. Even if I'm not tracking macros, I love how it makes me feel. It satiates me. It is one full egg. It is 230 grams of liquid egg whites, and it is 40 to 50 grams of oatmeal, and I'm done, and coffee. So I've got the protein from the egg whites, the fat from the egg yolk, and the carbs from the oatmeal. I will eat this same breakfast on Thanksgiving, even though I'll be eating a larger meal later in the day. You don't need to save calories, right? I may not have said that same thing 4 years ago, but I'm telling you right now, you do not need to save calories. It is a strategy that you have. Maybe you have a lighter breakfast, or maybe your family has a tradition of cinnamon rolls for breakfast on Thanksgiving. And so you have a cinnamon roll for breakfast and you go about your business and you have regular Thanksgiving. It's all about you. What's important to you? How do you want this day to go? Focus on that, right? Just as you're going to prioritize where you go and who you spend your time with, you can prioritize like what is important to you and prioritize, of course, how you want to feel at the end of the week, on Black Friday, at the start of January. And remember, no matter where you're at, this is not the Last Supper. So this is the thing. Enjoy the foods that you don't always get year round. And if you want to go ham on Thanksgiving, freaking go ham. Like if it is your day where you wear your stretchy pants and you eat cinnamon rolls for breakfast and, you know, all day long you're eating all the things, please go for it. If that is what you want to do and that's your intention for the day, there's nothing wrong with that. But if that's not your MO, you can remember, like I joked about having like 4 pieces of pie. I will have 2 pieces of pie. That's my plan. I always do that. But I don't need to eat the whole pie because the 15th piece bite, well, 15th bite is still pretty good. But for ease of conversation, the first bite is the best bite. Every bite after that, diminishing returns, right? So be picky with your bites and understand that you don't need to eat it all at once. And then the other thing with that is, you know, if you are working to be mindful, I scan the room. What's worth it? What do I really, really want? So I've already talked about pie. I will continue to talk about pie. That's really all I care about. Pie and gravy on my mashed potatoes. So for me, since those are my must-haves, I don't do like the appetizer stuff that's out, like chips and dip and Chex Mix and nuts. That stuff doesn't get me excited. I don't want to be full when it comes time for the food that I actually want. If Chex Mix is your ultimate jam and you're like, oh my God, Chex Mix, or you love some dip that your mother-in-law makes, like, okay, so my mother-in-law does make this dip. Pat loves it. You eat it with potato chips. It's the only time they make this dip. So they eat that dip. I'm not interested in the dip because I've got my eye on the pie. So think about what are the things you must have. If nuts aren't your thing, then there's no need to like blow a bunch of fats on a handful of nuts, right? This is another reason why you want to eat breakfast so you don't show up to your Thanksgiving dinner absolutely starving. So you do eat these things that you ultimately don't want, but because they're there. So that's why I'm no longer a big fan of like not eating anything up until your Thanksgiving dinner. Because when you walk in, you might not be able to prioritize. So scan the room. Think about those things that you must have that you love, love, love. Make sure you're eating those. And then just, if the rest isn't, is it doesn't jazz you up and get you excited, there's no need to partake in it. Now, other trade-offs that I personally make, so I'll leave the chip dip and the nuts out so that I can enjoy my pie, my two pieces of pie, and just like enjoy them. Like you should see me eat this pie. Noises are made. I have a saying, if you're not making noises while you're eating, it's not good enough. So, pie. Now, the other thing that I personally trade off is like wine. First of all, I'm not a huge wine drinker anyway, but wine or cocktails at Thanksgiving, for me, it's not my jam. I would rather have my pie at the end. But this is a great place to like insert some upper limits. Maybe you only have two glasses of wine, or maybe you need all the wine to deal with your family. So you trade four glasses of wine for two pieces of pie. Like we could swap. I'll give you my two glasses of wine for your pie. See how that works? Or again, you can do four glasses of wine and two pieces of pie. It's your decision, how you want to feel, what's important to you. Have a good time. And I feel like, please don't think that I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. It's just, you get to decide how this goes. What's important to you? And then you move on because you're happy with your decision. There's no regrets. That's all I really want. I want you to get to that next day or the end of the day and no regrets. You have to own your decisions. That's what this is about, owning your decisions, owning your choices, and then moving on. Now, another tip to, again, maintain is eat slowly. There's all this amazing food around you. And we have a tendency to like, we want to think like Garfield, just putting whole lasagnas in his mouth. There's a tendency to want to do that for a lot of people. But if you slow down, you will recognize when you are full. Again, this is the rule, the guideline, when you don't have any control over what food is presented to you, is eat slowly and to 80% full. This is a super powerful tool that will help you make progress because you don't have to change what you eat at all. It's just the way in which you eat it. So I could scarf down, you know, two big scoops of mashed potatoes and then go back for more. Or I could savor the mashed potatoes, make my food noises, and realize when I get to the end of my huge helping of mashed potatoes that I am actually really satisfied and I don't have the desire for more mashed potatoes. But if I just, you know, shovel that food in my mouth and think, I need more mashed potatoes because I never ever get mashed potatoes, I might go back and get more. And then when I'm in the middle of eating those mashed potatoes, realize that I have now pushed past the point of satisfied and I am now stuffed. And that stuffed feeling isn't a great feeling. Right? Even on Thanksgiving, when you have your backup stretchy pants, I always take stretchy pants to Thanksgiving. Jeans and Thanksgiving do not go together. Right? But even with the stretchy pants, I don't want to feel stuffed. I just don't like that feeling. So if you eat slowly, you can mitigate that stuffed feeling. But again, if you want to feel stuffed, this is your time to go like balls out with the holiday foods, then do that. If that's your choice, own it. Now, one way we can help with that stuffed feeling, and this is just a great thing to do no matter what, whether it's Thanksgiving or just a Saturday or Monday. When you're done with your meal, move your body. I do not mean go do a workout. I mean, just go for a walk. It's going to help with digestion. It's going to help your body utilize those carbohydrates better. So this is a really good exercise to do once you're done with your, well, really any meal. Those of you that deal with like insulin resistance, This helps with that. Will help your body utilize that glucose. And then I've already said this a couple times, but think about, oftentimes we do these things, so we overdo it because in our minds we're like, I'll make up for it tomorrow, right? I just won't eat tomorrow. I'll do a 24-hour fast tomorrow. I'll do 2 hours of cardio in the morning or whenever. Act as though there is no course of action for your behaviors. Like, act like there is no option to do any of that stuff, because ultimately we want to get out of this binge and restrict behavior. And anytime we like allow ourselves, like, okay, I'm going to have another serving of pumpkin pie for ease of conversation again. I'm going to have another piece of pumpkin pie because tomorrow I'm just not going to eat. Or tomorrow I'm going to do 30 more minutes of cardio to burn it off. It perpetuates the cycle. So that's just, act as though that's not an option, because it's not an option. That's not how your body works. You can't just eat a 200 calorie piece of pie and then burn 200 calories off with exercise. That's not how your metabolism works. So the other thing is, trust your body. Your body knows what to do with extra calories. It will utilize those extra calories. You don't need to take care of business. Your body will take care of business itself. Okay? The day after Thanksgiving is a great day to go lift if you can. If you can't, don't sweat it. Get back into your normal routine as soon as you can without regret. So the biggest thing is, you guys, let's try to enjoy this time. Time is going, I don't even like saying this out loud, but time is going faster than it's ever gone, right? So that means we need to be really super picky with how we spend our time. And I don't think any of us need to be spending our time regretting our actions over or regretting what we ate. That is a waste of time. So let's enjoy this time as much as we can. How you enjoy it is going to be individual to you, your goals, your priorities, how you want to feel. But as long as you go into this knowing those things, and you follow through based on that, you will not only like survive the holidays, you can actually thrive. Let's not lose the forest for the trees here, right? Do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because your schedule is going to be wonky for the next 6 weeks doesn't mean we can't do anything. Just because macros won't be perfect every day for the next 6 weeks doesn't mean we can't do something. In each day, there is a decision that you can make that is going to help you move in the direction that you want to go, or at least not take a turn left or right, or go backwards. And that's all I want for you. So I hope you found this helpful. We can do this, you guys. I mean, I feel stressed around the holidays too, but for me, it's more like work stuff, right? Getting ready for January. January is always really big in my industry. We always start a great round of Lift to Get Lean. So that means December can sometimes be busy getting all of that stuff ready. But I have to also realize, I'm just saying this for your benefit too, like, I'm in charge of that. I'm the boss. I say when I work and when I don't work. So I have to take ownership, right, for my time and what I prioritize. So I'm a work in progress right there along with you. I'm just sharing with you what helps me. If you have any other tips that I left off, let me know. And I really hope that you have an awesome holiday season. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.